Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Some of the amazing articles up at InfoWars.com, like the fog of InfoWar, DARPA wants to bust whistleblowers with disinformation technology. That's really just an excuse to flood disinfo everywhere so everybody's confused. That's what enemies do to a conquered people. The Pentagon wants to stop whistleblowers before they can leak any data by enticing them with fake documents and information. So really all that is espionage activities against what's left of America packaged as security. That's just like they say, oh, we've got to have this takeover of the Internet. We have to have the cybersecurity legislation. Had to have the Pentagon spy on all of you because of Stuxnet that the Pentagon made with Israel. And there's such disdain for the public. It's like, yeah, we got to get rid of your freedom because of Stuxnet that we made, but just never mind that. We got to get rid of your freedom because of Al-Qaeda, but and we're all lucky. Publicly dines at the Pentagon with the Secretary of the Army 2 weeks before 9/11 when he's on the news. All the other top Al-Qaeda members as well all hang out. But you know what? Sure, we're using them against Libya and Syria, but aren't they scary? I mean, come on, just give your rights up. Right now. Right now, Al-Qaeda's going to get you. Like they got Gaddafi and they're getting Assad. You don't want them to get you, do you? And you're like, but they work for you. And they worked against the Serbs, too. And they're going to work. And I'm like, but you did. And it's just like, it doesn't matter. The public can't understand you. Ha ha. And we're going to dance on their graves. And I'm like, but that's not very nice. It's madness. The globalists are crazy, crazy like foxes, but crazy. They're crazy. They go around like a lion, roaring, seeing who they may devour. Every verse in the Bible about the devil is exactly that. Guys, will you print me verses? You just type in verses in the Bible about the devil. There'll be whole compendiums online. I mean, King James if you can. Maybe later if I have a chance, I'll do a vignette or something for the nightly news tonight. I didn't get much sleep last night with a firework malfunctioning and almost burning my finger off. Dude, this right hand has been through Hades. All the knuckles have been broken. It's got the, tendon. Tendons are down in the middle of my hand now. See that? See that? And then, it doesn't matter. This finger I severed, was dangling my skin once. It's burned again. This baby's super burned. That's when a sheepdog attacked me when I was a kid, and I punched him in the mouth. This whole hand, I've got just cuts all over. It looks like a farmer's hands. You ever seen a farmer's hands? And those Homeland Security reports, they've got the new one out saying liberty lovers are terrorists, but that's just a repeat of all the other ones. And they say if somebody comes in to the gun shop, to the barber shop, I mean, there's hundreds of these flyers. We've shown them to you. They're public on the FBI's website. People don't believe they're real, even though they're on it. And it says if a farmer comes in and has got cuts on their hands, go ahead and call the police. Really? Oh, it says if they got missing limbs, go ahead and put them. Because it's just everything's suspicious. We've got to check the bottle of water you bought after the checkpoint at the airport. Because it's all about you're bad, the government's good. And so you read the list. So, is that farmer missing a finger? Let me tell you, folks, you got to go to a meeting of farmers, what's left. Go to some farmer meeting in the town near you, and I would bet one out of five farmers there is missing at least a finger or a foot or an arm. But see, it's bad. It's bad. Bad, bad, bad to be missing a digit. All of you are terrorists. All of you are bad, but the government. And terrorists could be anywhere. So now the TSA's on the highways. They're in the airport parking lots. They're at the bus terminals. They're going to be everywhere. Had a congresswoman on Tuesday about it. All right, we're going to come back. I got the head honcho, the creator of WorldNet Daily, straight ahead. We're going to get his take on everything. Joe Farah. And we are going to have Dr. Blaylock on as well to give us his take on government health care and take your calls in the third hour. Also, some big breaking news on Merck vaccine fraud. Stay with us. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food. For example, purchase a 1-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable, the more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by the man who created WorldNet Daily, a pioneer in alternative constitutional media, pioneer in media, period. And, of course, he worked and ran newspapers, magazines for many years before that. He is a true pioneer, and I am honored to have him on the show. I know years ago we tried to get him on, and I guess we were just going to the wrong place or whatever, and we were never able to. But then when I was up at Bilderberg a month ago, WorldNet Daily, WND.com, contacted my office and said, hey, we're literally 3 miles, and they were, or less, from where Bilderberg is being held. Come on over. And went over to their really cool command center. I mean, my place looks like some kind of military bunker or something, not on purpose. People would expect it to look like that, but it's just an old rehab warehouse. This place was just really an awesome-looking newsroom with, you know, activity buzzing and people all wearing suits going around doing stuff. So a first-class operation. But it's not what WorldNet Daily looks like inside that impressed me. It's the fact that they were it back in, you know, 96, 97, 98, other than the Drudge Report, which broke a lot of news but also linked to things. They were it. And so continuing to grow into publishing and radio and news reporters, TV, they do it all. And it's good to not be lonely. I mean, it'd be scary if we were it, folks. But there's not many. There's Drudge. There is WorldNet Daily. Newsmax a little bit, but it's just really changed over the years into just absolute mainline Republican. I'm not bashing them. It's just not what it was. And so that's it. I mean, there's not really a lot out there that can really get a story out. There's thousands of great outlets out there doing great reporting, but there's only a few that can punch a story out there. And here I am interviewing myself now, saying things about Joe. And, you know, I don't usually wax about a guest on and on. Joseph Farah, I keep calling him Joe. I got an uncle named Joe. Named Joseph, I call him Joe. Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily. Joseph, tell us about yourself. Because a lot of people have heard you on national TV or radio, and you never really talk about yourself. Where does Joseph Farah come from? What made you a trailblazer? What woke you up? And then out of all the topics, the government takeover of healthcare, the big news you're going to be breaking with Sheriff Joe Arpaio coming up in the next few weeks. Of all the things going on, I'm going to ask you what you think is most important. But first off, tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm glad we got an hour because I love talking about myself. But first of all, Alex, let me tell you what an honor it is to be with you. I feel like I finally arrived. You know, I've done all the Fox shows and all of the, you know, big radio shows, but I've never been on the Alex Jones show. So I know that I finally arrived. What can I say?
No, I've arrived with Joe Farah with us. So, again, tell us about what made you. I mean,
well, here's my story in a nutshell. grew up a kid in New York suburbs, and really from my earliest memories was I knew I wanted to write. I loved writing. I didn't know exactly what kind of writing, but I as a kid, I would write short stories and things like that. Just always loved that. And as I got a little bit older and got into college, Watergate was taking place. And of course, you probably remember. No, Alex, you don't remember this. I keep forgetting how young you're a kid compared to me. But for those listeners who remember the Watergate era, they will remember that this was, the big story, the all-consuming story across the nation. And, you know, a major role was played by two reporters for the Washington Post. And if you go back and look at that time period, the mid-1970s, late 1970s, the most attractive job in the entire world for people my age was to become a reporter. You know, an investigative reporter who could, you know, change the country for the better, root out corruption and fraud and waste and abuse and all these terrible things that we see going on in government. So this looked very attractive to me. And when I saw the movie All the President's Men, you know, with Robert Redford and Dustin Hoffman playing Woodward and Bernstein, I envisioned myself up there on that big screen, and I was off to the races. So that's what I studied in college, and when I got out, I fully expected that the New York Times would be waiting to hire me, but that wasn't the case, and I found out I had to, you know, start at the bottom working at a weekly newspaper, and, you know, which was great because you learn to do a lot of things that you would never get to learn to do at a big newspaper. Graduated to, you know, the dailies and kind of got a break in 1979. When through some acquaintances I had made, I got a chance to go to Los Angeles and get a job at the Herald Examiner, which was at the time one of the biggest papers in the country. It was the Hearst Corporation's biggest paper. And I very quickly rose through the ranks, not because I was, you know, I'm not going to tell you it's because I was the most talented person in the newsroom. But I will tell you this, Alex, I think it had a large degree, to a large extent, it had to do with my worldview. I had a worldview that was different from anybody else in that newsroom and practically any other newsroom in the country, which stemmed in large part due to the fact that I'm a Christian. And, you know, so I see the world as a Christian. And a lot of people back then, you know, my colleagues, well, you know, you're a Christian. Well, aren't you biased? And I say, well, everybody's biased, you know. But my bias is to pursue the truth, because the Bible tells us, you know, you seek the truth and it will set you free. So that has always been my bias. What's true? What's real? And anyway, that different worldview positions me to see stories that my colleagues never saw. They never saw them coming. And so this put me in good favor with my bosses. They didn't know why, but they knew this kid, you know, this 20-something-year-old kid was always coming up with stories that nobody else could figure out. And so I by the time I was 27, I was running the newsroom of the Los Angeles Herald Examiner. And so it was, you know, it's funny because a lot of people think, well, you were a Christian, you must have faced, you know, terrible hostility and bias in the mainstream secular media. And I tell them, no, actually, it was the opposite. It was like an advantage because I was, you know, out of 200 people in our newsroom, I think I was the only one who was a Christian. And so, therefore, it was like a great advantage. And that surprises a lot of folks. So from there, I went on to get an opportunity to actually run daily newspapers in major markets in Southern California, Northern California, my last stop being the Sacramento Union, which was the oldest paper west of the Mississippi at the time, and a very competitive small market, actually, only a million people in Sacramento, but had two newspapers. And so I did my best to try to turn that around. But by the 1990s, early 1990s, when I was in Sacramento, I could see that this industry that I loved so much, newspapering was the only thing I wanted to do, Alex, from the time I was a kid. And I saw this industry contracting and being corrupted by all kinds of negative forces. And it made me very sad on the one hand, but it also made me desperate to try to find a solution.
So you saw the death of the dinosaur media way before the dinosaurs themselves saw it, probably because of your Christian discernment, because you know, people blind themselves. They lot of themselves. Briefly, because we're about to go to break, and I want to get into Bill Clinton and you know all that coverage and the beginning of WorldNet Daily. Then I want to shift gears into what's happening currently. Joseph Farah, founder and the head of WorldNet Daily, is our guest right now. But what were some of the things corrupting it? I mean, the fact that real muckraking was out because you know, so few companies own things. You didn't want to make advertisers mad. I mean,
absolutely. Investigative reporting was hardly done because it was expensive to do it. You had to assign reporters to, you know, for long periods of time to do things. Big corporations wanted that you know, dominated the industry. There were just a handful of big corporations that owned all the newspapers. They demanded to make at least 30% profits every year. And it was just a bad situation. Distribution problems, you know, people spreading out, not living in cities anymore, but the cities expanding into suburbs. It meant you had to truck newspapers hundreds of miles to get them to people who wanted to have them. All of those things combined. And the distribution side really opened my eyes because I said, I got a chance living near the Silicon Valley to see the emerging technologies that were coming. And I said to myself, there's a day is coming very soon where we're not going to need this newsprint, these big barrels of ink, and all this heavy manufacturing equipment to get the news out to people. So I was ready for it when the Internet came along.
I want to see when we come back where you think it's going now, because I know it makes what's left of the dinosaur media not arrogant anymore, more like a cornered psychotic monkey or something. what they're going to do to try to defeat WND.com, Infowars.com, DrudgeReport.com. I mean, they've got to really, I mean, I know they hate us, I know they hate you, but they've really got to hate Drudge. I mean, you see it. They hate not being able to control perception.
They hate the fact that he's their number one tip sheet. They can't ignore him.
We're going to come right back with Joseph Farah. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. We're also streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv. We shall return, and then we'll get into his take on healthcare, fast and furious, And the fact that liberty lovers are terrorists in a new Homeland Security funded report, $12 million of your tax money to write fiction.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Here's
on
a song.
GCN Radio Network.
For Joseph Farah. Joseph, be good.
Yeah.
read and write very well. All right, we are back live. We've got the founder of WorldNet Daily on. He's broken so many giant national, international stories with real investigative reporting. You can disagree with some of their political views or whatever. That isn't what matters. The point is, I'm sure Joseph disagrees with some of the things I say and do. The point is, he's a maverick and he's real and he's in charge of his operation. That is so rare today, even with the big internet out there, to have something that's powerful and independent. Oh, there's lots of things out there that, you know, again, I don't want to get off into it all day. It's just so interesting to actually have real independent groups out there. And I think that's where we left it off. This is a short segment, Joseph. Long one coming up to get into, you know, current issues that are happening. But since you, as a trailblazer, were able to see where things were going and position things so that you were able to be a major force when you'd already been one before, but even bigger, where do you see things going in the future?
Boy, I wish I knew, but I think that you're on the cutting edge, Mr. Jones. For one thing, I really admire what you're doing with the television stuff. And I think, you know, we all recognize that a lot of people access information in different ways. And I think you're doing a heck of a job with that, you know, kind of being in both worlds, print and TV, and of course on radio. I think that's what it's going to take. We're going to have to be more diversified in what we do. When we started WorldNet Daily, we were essentially a newspaper online. And that isn't going to make it anymore than the newspapers could make it. You've got to get the information to the people in the way that they want to get it. And that's mobile devices. It's all kinds of things. It might be, you know, on television, on Roku, on whatever. And you're doing it all, and I think you're doing a heck of a job, and we're, frankly, going to be emulating that model. Not to compete with you guys, but it's just a reality of what we got to do.
Oh, hey, listen, Joseph. I mean, like when I was at your office and got to meet your wife and your great crew, I don't see any of this as even competing. This is about defeating the globalists because we don't have a future. I mean, the model that I've developed, I don't even see it as a model. It's any way I can get the word out to people, I'm going to use it because I don't want my guns being taken. I don't want to be forcibly inoculated. I don't want government-run health care with a bunch of eugenicists in control of it. And now shifting gears into that, how right we were. Joseph, you were, again, one of the first groups to really mainstream that a world government was coming. Now they're on CNBC saying we're conquered by foreign banks. What do you make of this planetary corporate fascist system that funds communists at the grassroots to take over? What do you make of this model? What would you call it?
Fascism. That's the only name for it. It's not communism. The left likes to think that there's some kind of a distinction here, but when you've got major corporations in bed with government, there's only one name for that. Look it up in the dictionary, and it's fascism. And we're headed, you know, the trend is to a worldwide fascist cabal. And so you and I and Drudge and people like that need to stick together because I think the thing that unifies us all is we are dead set opposed to that. We believe in free enterprise. We believe in freedom of speech. We believe in a healthy and lively public debate on issues, and there are no sacred cows.
And we don't like the TSA groping our wives and children.
Yeah, especially our children. I've seen it before my own eyes, and you've done a heck of a job in championing that story. Very proud of what you've done there.
Well, my children want to go on an airplane, but I can't physically watch them do it to them, so I can't. I mean, it's not like I choose not to fly with my family. I watch children being drug away, separated, start crying, and the TSA come and bow up in this weird perv posture. And that's why, and then I'm seething with anger for weeks, Joseph. So, this is really upsetting me.
Yeah, we saw it more than 10 years ago, even, you know, well before 9/11 with one of our own preteen daughters. And my wife can tell you about that experience someday.
I want to hear it right now, and I'd love to get your wife on. She's an amazing person. Stay there. We're going to be right back with Joseph Farah.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, round and round, and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then, of course, back weekends, 4 to 6 p.m. of the Sunday show, InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central every evening, PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to go back to Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily here in just a moment. Something they're reporting on as well is dreams from my real father. I think it's convincing that his real father is the communist Frank Marshall Davis. The whole thing fits. That is available at InfoWarsShop.com. Also, the Greater Good film exposing the deadly vaccines. We're going to talk some about that in the next hour with Dr. Russell Blaylock. All available at InfoWarsShop.com. Now, going back to Joseph Farah. All right, moving quick now. There's so much to talk about. I mean, I talked about, you know, where the media is going, where you came from. But now, before we get into the economy and before we get into all the other things that are happening, the healthcare takeover, what else is front and center that you'd like to talk about, Joseph?
Well, gee, that's That's a tough one. I mean, to me, I think this Fast and Furious thing, which you mentioned earlier, is probably one of the biggest government scandals I have ever witnessed in my lifetime. If you think about it, you know, hey, nobody died at Watergate, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we took out the President of the United States over that. But in this case, what we've got is a situation where it seems more and more clear every day that this was a government operation with the motivation behind it to disarm Americans and to make the case against individual ownership of firearms for Americans. And the sneaky way they did that was to show how nasty these guns are because they're too available in America, so we let them go over the Mexican border. They wind up in the hands of drug cartels and people get murdered. And, you know, the scenario worked out just the way they planned it, except for the fact that it blew up in their face to a certain extent because the American people found out about it. And, but, you know, this is, you talk about impeachable offenses. I mean, this is beyond impeachable. This is treason of the highest order. And it's not, it doesn't stop at Eric Holder because we've all seen the, you know, the videos of in the White House in 2009 when the White House was saying the president directed this and he directed that. And this goes right to the very top. And so, to me, that's one of those burning issues. I get very angry when I read about the Fast and Furious scandal.
Well, I agree with you, but also I get very concerned, as you do, I know. This shows, wow, we were really right. I mean, this is the same crew that was all over Oklahoma City. I know WorldNet Daily's one of the few places that's got credibility that's had the courage to report on what really went on there. But layer after layer of government-controlled operations, I mean, you can't doubt that. And, of course, now that's what lends so much credence to other false fags.
If you go back to Oklahoma City, by the way, Alex, that's the first time when the media and the political establishment started pointing the fingers at guys like you and me and even Rush Limbaugh. You know, this was the right-wing thing that was going, right-wing anti-government thing. Now we hear that almost on a daily basis from the government. Where's the danger to Americans coming from? Latest DHS report once again shows it's from, you know, right-wing people who, what, they value their freedom. I mean, can you imagine? Are the founding fathers not turning over in their graves when they hear government officials saying that the problem in America is we got too many freedom-loving people?
That's like saying the problem is the founding fathers, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. They're saying the 4th of July is terrorist. In fact, here it is. Americans, this is from the report, that believe their way of life is under attack. You'd have to be under a rock not to know that. Americans who are fiercely nationalistic. I mean, what's the point of having a nation? As opposed to universal or international in orientation, meaning let foreign banks run you. Here's another one. People who consider themselves anti-global, presumably those who are wary of the loss of sovereignty. Here's the best. Americans who are suspicious of centralized federal authority, that's all the founders, anyone with a common sense or room temperature IQ and above, Americans who are reverent, this is a quote, of individual liberty. Oh, my gosh, don't be reverent of individual liberty. This is terrible.
You know, in previous versions of these reports have also singled out people who believe in the Bible and returning military veterans. In other words, all of the people, you know, who we value in this country, people like you and I value in this country, people who, you know, understand that we're supposed to be a self-governing nation of responsible individuals who take care of themselves and are self-reliant and don't depend on government, we're the problem. We're the enemy.
Because the enemy has taken over and is diametrically opposed to any basic freedom evidenced. But, I mean, even though you're informed, I'm informed, still to see it all happening, world government, run by banks, government takeover of healthcare, attacks to the insurance companies, with these idiots thinking they're about to get a free handout. What is your, well, I mean, getting back to the false flags.
Mm-hmm.
This is a false flag. Fast and Furious is a staged, slow burn terror attack, tens of thousands of guns and hand grenades to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. They got caught. As you know, their own memos, even CBS News covers it, saying we're going to use this to get anti-gun legislation passed. They're caught.
Yeah.
caught.
their clocks, but what's happening? I mean, you know, I mean, I know there's things taking. This whole congressional investigation to me is taking way too long. Way too long. We got an election coming up in November. When are we going to see some justice done here? When are we going to see some results from all this?
We're seeing in the court of public opinion, though, nothing has woken up people like Fast and Furious, in my view. And now Obama legalizing the illegals, shutting down power plants outside of law, and the health care. Your view, your breakdown, your boil down on the flip-flopping of the Supreme Court, what your intel, because you're right there, right by the Supreme Court in Virginia. What do you think it really happened?
Well, my intel wasn't very good because I didn't expect. I'm telling you, I never thought that John Roberts was, you know, he was never, in my opinion, a Scalia, an Alito, or a Thomas in his view. He's always been more of an establishment Republican, and you know, so I never had high expectations from him. But I thought, you know, if there was going to be a problem in this case, that it would more likely be Kennedy than Roberts. Who, you know, if you look at their previous rulings, Roberts generally was with the other three. Kennedy was the one swing vote. So who would have expected that we'd get Kennedy and we'd lose Roberts? I don't think anybody saw that coming. But now, of course, as people are diagnosis on this, we learn that that, you know, he was with Scalia, and he somehow got seduced by the liberals to go with him. This happens when you're in Washington too long. It happens. You know what do they call it in the Washington Post when somebody with conservative instincts starts to go the other way? They call it, oh, he's growing. He's growing, right? It means he likes to be invited to the right cocktail parties in Washington and likes being taken seriously by the major media. That's what it means.
But that's all coming to an end. Being taken serious more and more by the mainstream prostitutes is a death sentence with the heart of this country, and that's accelerating. What do you expect the power structure to do? Because in my view, in my analysis, their credibility is draining away. I mean, how many armored vehicles, how many hollow point bullets, how many helicopters, how many drones, how many SWAT teams? I mean, we know the system knows we don't like them and that they have a 9% approval rating in Congress. And their answer is, we're going to arm to the teeth against you and say that mom and apple pie and George Washington are terrorists.
That's right. Well, you know, I think like you, I have a lot of optimism because I have a lot of faith, not necessarily in the majority of the American people anymore, but in a very, very healthy segment of the American people who are not going to take this stuff laying down. By the way, Alex, remember when you were in my office in Virginia, one of my crew asked if you had ever seen a drone, and you answered no, you hadn't. I get back home within a week or two of that conversation. I'm taking my dog for a walk, and guess what I see right over the tree line, right above my head, is a drone.
Incredible.
So if anybody calls you crazy, Alex, for talking about the drones, you can just send them my way, and because I've seen it with my own eyes. I only wish I had my cell phone camera to get a picture of it. That's why I haven't said anything about it publicly before.
Now, how high was it? Was it a low?
It wasn't high at all. And, you know, I didn't even know. I couldn't even make out what it was because it had such a weird sound. It sounded like there was a lawnmower over my head. And it looked like nothing I had ever seen before. So I immediately jump on the Internet. I start looking up drones, and I'm seeing things that resemble what I saw. And one of the characteristics I saw described was it can sound like a lawnmower over your head, for crying out loud. So that was my confirmation that for some reason, and then I later found out that in Northern Virginia here, even the police departments are using drones.
And now they want to arm them, and all over the country they've been using them for surveillance. We found the EPA documents where in 2009 they were doing it. And they ran a national story saying InfoWars ran a hoax. Drudge picked it up. So did WorldNet Daily, all these other evil publications. Hundreds of articles, nightly news shows, Media Matters. What a joke. And then they played a straw man because the article we wrote also linked to a local story in the Dakotas where they were, and other states where they were complaining about calling them drones because they just arrested those cattle rustlers, alleged cattle rustlers, using a predator. But then they conflated it, mixed it in with the EPA Cessnas they're using to spy on farmers. The point is, they're spying with everything, and they spun it with a straw man that we'd made it up when they're announcing 30,000 of them in the FAA budget in the next decade, and they're launching all over the place. I mean, here's another example of this, and I want to ask you, what is this tactic? I mean, what type of disdain do they have for the public, Joseph Farah of WorldNetDaily.com? Because the Inspector General comes out, they have the Supreme Court say it is a tax that the IRS takes from you, but then they call it a penalty or something. And then Obama's people say, no, it's not a tax, it's a penalty. And then they play this mind game. I mean, what is this? Like, there's not drones, there's not an IRS tax in health care.
That's right. Who are you supposed to believe, me or your own eyes? Obama tells us, no, it's not a tax. Then we get the Supreme Court saying it's constitutional because it's a tax. It is just unbelievable. Orwell was just a little bit early, ahead of the curve with 1984, because now we see this kind of newspeak all the time in the 21st century.
They're just offering the public, join the illusion, everything's okay, as scores of Texas police departments and sheriff's departments announced, Houston did this years ago, they're getting them, they're weaponizing them, it's in the Houston Chronicle, and then they're running national news stories in hundreds of papers, Joseph, saying we made that story up, and I'm just like, what is the disconnect here?
Right. And the real question is, what is the purpose of these things? The one I saw, for instance, is over. I don't live in the city. Okay, I don't live in a populated area. I live in one of the most rural places you could possibly live in Northern Virginia. And there could only be one thing that this drone was spying on, and that would be me. That would be my property, because there's just nothing else around except woods and deer, unless they were doing a deer count with that drone. They were up there to look at what I was up to.
Wow, this is breaking news. We've got to get a report out on this. Not only did you see one of the little drones that they've had on the news, they admit sound like a lawnmower with little feet on the bottom.
Right.
But you live in a rural area, and you were out walking, and it was obviously looking for something on your property, probably harassment. This is you are a terrorist. I mean, you do love liberty, right?
Guilty as charged.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we got our work cut out for us. And, more and more, I recognize that the liberty lovers out there really have to stick together. Like you said, we might agree or disagree on this topic or that topic. Fundamentally, if you are a liberty lover, we got to stick together or we're going to hang together, as our founders said. And I remember, and I probably told you this story when you were visiting our offices a few weeks ago, that before I started WND in 1997, there was no question. I mean, we were inspired by what Drudge had been doing for a year or two at that point. And I called up Drudge to tell him what I was about to do, and I told him that I wasn't doing it to compete with him. A little bit different spin on how I was going to do it. I spent my whole career in journalism. I was going to try to utilize some of that experience. And, I told him, I see the internet, particularly, as a cooperative medium, much more than a competitive medium. So, when Alex Jones promotes Drudge, and Drudge promotes Farah, and Farah promotes Jones, it all works together for the benefit of all of us. And it's just something to keep in mind. And I know that is true of all the organizations out there, the Tea Party organizations. One thing I can't stand about this Tea Party thing is, why are all these different Tea Party groups? Why don't they get together? why don't they get together on a, you know, and stop competing with one another for
have like a declaration of independence where they get together and
have a convention. Get it together, guys. We, you know, what are the top 10 most important issues, and let's focus on those. What's happened since 2010 when the Tea Party really awakened this country and seemed to be shaking things up?
Joseph Fair is our guest. We've got one little five-minute segment left, but I got him on 5 minutes late, so we'll take him into five after into the next hour before Dr. Blaylock joins us so we can talk about a few other issues. But I have hope for this country. It's just that the people that have taken it over are so vicious, they'll stage terror attacks like the event that we saw with Fast and Furious to be able to take over. And I'm sure you saw, I'm going to come back and ask you about this, even Glenn Beck before he left Fox, showing the Democratic internal fundraising letters and Shapiro and the Financial Times of London saying a new Oklahoma City or 9/11 will save Obama.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Remember, whatever they accuse you of doing, that's what they're doing. That's the important thing to remember. We can't even imagine the horrible things they have in store for us.
Exactly. I want to talk about that when we come back, because if they're putting out news articles saying, gee, a terror attack to blame our enemies would help, they're the prime suspects if it happens. We'll be right back.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this, Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
GCN listeners are wise when it comes to preparation. They know the realities of unemployment, natural disasters, terrorist attacks, nuclear meltdowns, and the debt crisis. The very real threat of food price inflation and food shortages loom on the near horizon. If you want great value for your hard-earned storable food dollar, you want Legacy Premium from PrepareWise.com. At PrepareWise.com, we offer the best freeze-dried food storage products on the market. Get great taste, gluten-free, vegetarian-friendly breakfast and entrees with a 25-year shelf life, fast free shipping shipped within 3 business days, and our low price guarantee. Compare and see the difference at preparewise.com/GCN. Special discounts available for GCN listeners at preparewise.com/GCN or call 888-545-6265. 1-888-545-6265. And say you heard it on GCN. Prepare now. Preparewise.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
We are back. We have this segment one more with the head honcho over at worldnetdaily.com, WND.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com and Prison Planet.tv. We're fighting the prison planet with the InfoWar. But we do have the power structure that sees this country building up and trying to use paramilitary forces against us. That's why we've got to engage the police and military and educate them. There's a reason the globalists that have hijacked this nation are saying we're the terrorists. And we're going to talk to Joseph Farah about that here in a moment. But here's how Rowdy Piper, I guess he is a terrorist. There's an alien occupying group in the fiction film. They live occupying Earth. They brainwash the public. And a drone flies over, and he resists the drone. And so you have to ask the police. I mean, if that scenario happened, and like a Simpsons episode, and a giant green lizard was at the podium, would you submit to them? This is an outside globalist takeover. Here's what Rowdy Piper does to drones.
And who are you, little guy? Come to show them where I am. Not nice.
All right, there you go. That Rowdy Piper has a music under it. But my point here is we're designed to face a foreign enemy like a Hitler, a Stalin, whatever. But how do we face this economic sabotage and your concerns about the clear frame-up that different forces of globalism are preparing for American patriots who they know are aware of the game plan, Joseph Farah?
Right. Well, what you have to remember is that this is a game of control for them. There are people, to you and I, Alex, I think I speak for you, we don't want to control other people. You know, we might want to influence them, certainly want to influence them, and we want to educate them, but we don't want to control them. But there are people in this world who actually want to control all of us. That's how they maintain their power, and that's what we have to remember. So we have to resist all attempts to control us, whether they're telling us our kids have to have these mandatory vaccines or, you know, whatever, or they tell us, you know, in order to get on an airplane, you've got to be groped. This is where the resistance starts, because this is part of conditioning for what is really the end game for them, which is, you know, we're all going to be global citizens. We don't have any say in our governments and so forth. It's everything our founding fathers fought against. And we got to be like our founding fathers all over again. And only question in my mind is whether we have the fearlessness, the courage, and the convictions that they have to do that.
Joseph Farah, well said, very eloquent and very true, veritas if I ever heard it. Doesn't the system overreach when FEMA, I have it on video, demonizes the founding fathers and all these training manuals? Don't they really show us that they really are the bad guys?
There's no question about it. I know who the bad guys are. You know who the bad guys are. Probably everybody listening to us right now knows who the bad guys are. And they are exposing themselves every single day. And our main job is to help them expose themselves. When they say these things and put them down in writing, we got to show the whole world. And we got to contrast that with what made this nation great. Hey, yesterday was the 4th of July, right? Yesterday was the day the Declaration of Independence was signed. It's time for, you know, it's time for us to renew those vows that our founders took and mean it.
It is time to decide who we serve. Like the great Bob Dylan says, you got to serve somebody, you got to serve something. And as for me and my house, we want to serve liberty and justice and freedom, not bondage and tyranny and drones and checkpoints. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require
require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.